These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
I am Michelle Corradetti, a recent past president of the Rotary Club of Medford, Oregon.
And I'm Alan Harper, a past president of the Rotary Club of Ashland, Oregon.
This podcast series will be discussing a day that many will never forget during their lifetimes. It is the day the Almeida Fire raged through the Rogue Valley and how it affected Rotarians and how Rotary responded. Situated between the Siskiyou and Cascade mountain ranges lies Southern Oregon's Rogue Valley. You may know of us because of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival located in Ashland, and we are also home to Harry and David. And at one time, we were known as the Pear Capital of the World. Something amazing that is going on right now, though, is we are producing award-winning wines.
September 8th, 2020, was a challenging time for Southern Oregon. Like every place else, we were in the middle of a pandemic. Schools had been shut down for a long time, and September 8th was the Tuesday after Labor Day, the first day of school for many of the school districts in Southern Oregon. But it was also the end of a long drought season and a day with record winds whipping down the valley from south to north.
The Almeida Fire destroyed thousands of homes and businesses in the Rogue Valley, specifically in the small towns of Phoenix and Talent, Oregon. And Chris Chambers was on the front lines of that. He is a past president of the Ashland Lithia Springs Rotary Club and is the Forest Division Chief for the Ashland Fire and Rescue. Chris had a unique perspective on the start of September 8th, given his profession.
Well, going into September 8th, it wasn't a mystery that it could be a really bad day. The kind of weather conditions that happened on September 8th have only happened one other time that I can remember. I filled my car with gas in the morning for work. I put on all my firefighting gear, which I don't ever go to work dressed like that, but I just knew that could be the day. And I just started driving around looking for anything that could start a fire. If I could possibly stop one person from doing something, even if it was accidental, unknowingly or knowingly, start a fire, I thought, you know, it's worth the time today. I've got other things, but they're not as important as this.
Joan Williams is a Rotarian with the Rotary Club of Ashland. Her home in Talent, Oregon, sits between Highway 99 and Bear Creek, what would later be the path of the Almeida Fire. There's no way at the start of September 8th that she would know that her entire community would be nearly destroyed.
I remember vividly that I got up and I went outside and I said, it's a gorgeous day, blue skies. This is why I love living in Oregon.
For me, September 8th was a beautiful day with noticeable wind. Being barely 6 months into the current COVID-19 pandemic, I was working remote from home in Medford, looking forward to my Rotary meeting at noon that day on Zoom, as Tuesday is my Rotary day. Guy Tower, the regional chief economist for the state of Oregon, was our presenter. During his presentation, he received two phone calls from his wife, which he ignored. But then he received a third call, which he let us know, I need to take this call. When he came back to the meeting, he let us know that his wife was evacuating due to a fire that had started at the south end of the Rogue Valley in Ashland.
Yeah, so at that point, my wife had come home and had said it's kind of, you know, getting worse, and it's they were evacuating Talent, or telling people at Talent to be ready to evacuate.
While Michelle and Guy were in the Tuesday Rotary meeting, Forest Division Chief Chris Chambers was already fighting the blaze as it raced north towards the communities of Phoenix and Talent.
So I realized the fire by then, and this is only like 20 minutes into it, the fire had already gone past Ashland, and I could look down the valley and see it was just steaming full ahead down towards Valley View and Exit 19.
Catalina Gomez lived in Phoenix, Oregon with her family, her mother and two sons. One son, Adriel Gomez, is a good friend of my daughter's. Catalina had gone to work, but like many people in the Rogue Valley, word of the fire spread came slowly.
In the human resources never told us anything. They never say, you know, there's a fire in this part of the city, you need to go home, the people that live near, please go home and like get your family or something. We didn't get any notice, nothing at work.
So I drove up and I drove down there as fast as I could through a lot of traffic, evacuated one mobile home park at the bottom of the hill. I thought for sure the fire was going to get to them. Nobody even hardly knew there was a fire. I was able to alert a lot of people who were just walking around or in their homes, and you know, I'm honking and blaring sirens and yelling and everything I can do to get people's attention. And there's, you know, at that point, there wasn't any law enforcement yet. They were still kind of back on the main fire, trying to evacuate homes that were still potentially being impacted.
That was Forest Division Chief Chris Chambers, who was racing down Highway 99 to help in the notification and evacuation efforts in the towns of Talent and Phoenix, while Catalina, Adriel's mom, raced home from work to evacuate her family.
When I got home, I just got home, I parked my car to get inside my house. The smoke was really bad. You can, like, it was really close. So when I got home, the police was already there, telling us that we have to get out of there. So all I did is I went in my house and I told my mom, Mom, we have to go right now. So I just got my purse, and I had my purse with me because I was at work. But then I just told my mom, we have to go. And my mom just grabbed her purse. My son just grabbed whatever he could, and we left.
Catalina's son, Adriel, was also rushing home. And like a lot of people up and down the Rogue Valley, from Medford to Ashland, everybody was caught in traffic. ODOT, Oregon Department of Transportation, had closed Interstate 5, pushing all of the freeway traffic onto local roads, further making traffic almost impossible up and down Highway 99.
Just the main highway, Highway 99, and it was covered with all sorts of freight trucks, tons of cars doing insane things just to try and leave the area. I remember the first thing I saw was a semi-truck pulling a U-turn in the middle of the street, blocking off the road for everybody for 5 minutes.
Further south on the freeway, or is that semi just sideways, blocking everything?
And I look towards Ashland and I see this fire and smoke coming this way, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I was one of the last ones out. The policemen were behind me.
It looked like the whole valley from Ashland to Phoenix and almost into Medford was just engulfed in flames. You could just see the glow going that whole distance. And then, of course, the sound of those propane canisters and transformers and whatever, just sounded like a war zone.
None of us will make it out of this. None of us will have our homes.
Please join me, Michelle Corradetti, and Alan Harper in the continuation of the story in our second episode of the Almeda Fire.
Next time on Voices of Rotary.
To begin episode 2, you will hear the experience of Chris Chambers as he drives down Highway 99 in the thick of the fire.
Everything is burning on multiple, both sides of 99 between Ashland and through Talent. Businesses are burning. Thick black smoke is just going across the road.
If you had only a few minutes to decide what was most important to pack during an evacuation, what would you take?
Well, I'd like to go get my cat and my medicines. I take a lot of medicine, and my money out of the freezer, which they laughed at. You know, that dates me, doesn't it?
One of the families who lost everything in the Almeda fire was the Gomez family. Michelle and I interviewed Adriel and his mom, Catalina, and discussed their emotions and the practicalities of losing everything in the fire. One of the things that we talked about as we wrapped up our interview was there anything when they were evacuating that they weren't able to bring?
Join us for the journey at voicesofrotary.org.